meet you, Steve.
It's nice to meet you, Rebecca. Thank you so much for chatting with me. I really do appreciate it. Abuela is a lovely film, just beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it really is. It's very, like, it's just lovely. It's very sweet. I'm wondering for you, what was the inspiration of the film?
So the inspiration is based on actually my own life. I am half Chilean, so my dad moved here from Chile back in like the late 80s. And so when I was growing up, my mom is Canadian. So when I was growing up, the Spanish wasn't like a commonly spoken thing in our household. I kind of knew a little bit of words here and there that my dad would teach me, but when two parents speak different languages, it's really hard to learn. So every time my abuela, which is grandmother in Spanish, would visit from Chile, which was like once every while, like maybe it was like twice when I was a little kid. I just remembered, you know, not being, even though I didn't have the ability to speak the same language as her, always being able to, like, I had such a strong connection and strong bond with her that, you know, it didn't need words. It didn't need me being able to speak the same language. So I wanted to write a story that kind of reflected that. And obviously, you know, even though we had a strong bond and connection, that doesn't mean like never having moments of tension or, you know, where things weren't always, you know, it's not always like daisies and butterflies or I don't know, whatever the expression is. But yeah, I just felt like I wanted to make a film that represented that a film that represented what it was like to be first generation Canadian, or even I'm sure a lot of second generation Canadians too can relate to this, but being able to have a strong connection with someone without having to speak the same language. So based on personal experience, in short.
It's beautiful. And it's amazing because the film, I mean, there's the language barrier, but there's also periods of just quiet. Like, it's a very peaceful film. There's a lot that takes place. And it's amazing because the film is short. Like, it is brief, but a lot of emotion and storytelling takes place in that time. I was wondering, from your perspective, is it a challenge, a greater challenge to get that much character work done in a short time as opposed to a longer film?
I think it can be. I think it's kind of like, it's pros and cons, right? Like, the thing that's good about a short film is you're not trying to put in a bunch of story. At least for me, like, the important thing for me in writing this was like, okay, I don't need to tell what a feature film's going to tell. This is just supposed to be like a day or like a moment, or just focusing on this relationship. So I felt like with 10 minutes, and especially because I really took back a lot of the dialogue. And as a side note, there was actually two or three more scenes in this film that I had written that had a lot more dialogue, that when we had the assembly cut and I was looking at it, you know, it was like 15, 16 minute film. I was like, this doesn't feel right. Like, yeah, we can get a lot of extra context into, like, you know, the relationship between, for example, there was a scene between the father and the abuela, and like the dynamic of, you know, them having a little like, oh, you didn't teach your Spanish kind of thing. And I just took all those things out because to me, it was just strongest with just, you know, these facial expressions. And the lead actress who plays the abuela, she has a lot of, you know, background in theater, and she was just a really incredible actress, like super lucky to have found her. Was a recommendation of like a connection that I had through the industry. And same with the little girl, even though it was her first time in a film, she really had those emotions. So again, like, when it came down to, okay, what is this film about? Like, who is this film focusing on? When you just took out all the scenes, it was mostly the scenes with like a lot of dialogue, and you could just focus and own in on the relationship and dynamic between Kathy and Abuela, and these close-ups. And like, you know, at first, I don't know if you noticed, but a lot of the times it like separates Abuela and Kathy in close-ups, and then there's only a few shots where they're together, right? Mm-hmm. Like the room, the bedroom shot, and then the room, the shot at the end where they finally come together. So yeah, I think that was a key point for me, is just to like rely on facial expressions, movement, emotion, like, especially since they don't speak the language. Like, I didn't need to like drive home the fact like, oh, they don't speak the same language. It's just like, you kind of know if anyone's been in a situation like this, whether it is a relative or someone else, you know, it's not always full talking. It's a lot of just like gestures and you know, movements and facial expression.
Yeah, and you said this has come from personal experience too, and that there's a gap, obviously a huge gap between generations here and cultures. I was wondering from your experience and from your perspective, what does it take to bridge that gap? Is it responsibility greater on one side than the other? How does that connection happen?
Like, you mean between someone like an Awela and Kathy?
Kathy, yeah.
Honestly, like, I don't really know. I think for me, kind of spoilers, but like the food and culture for me in Latin culture is very key. Like, growing up, and every time my abuela would come, a key part of what her presence was in the house, and even when I have been able to go to Chile, it's very much surrounded around food, right? Mm-hmm. Like the empanada scene, for example, like, and that, I mean, I only had a short, if I could, I could do a whole feature film, I swear, on like making empanadas. But I just have so many memories of just like, you know, her hands like kneading the dough, and this isn't even in the film, but she used to even make the dough, you'd have to take all of the flour and create like some sort of volcano thing where you put the hot water in. And so all these memories kind of flooding in about, and when I was making this film, about her cooking and like just, you know, wanting me to be a part of that experience. And passing down that culture. So I think it's kind of a little bit of both. It's the same way in the film where it's like a lot of the Awela reaching out, a lot of the Awela kind of doing her own thing and saying, okay, like this is what I do. Like, how are you interested in it? So it's kind of like a little bit of both sides, I would say. I think when it comes to, you know, something between a grandmother and a grandchild, in my specific scenario, it felt like, you know, the Awela would always be forgiving, even though I could be a little bit of a brat sometimes, or if I wasn't in the mood, like she understood and she would just, you know, keep doing her thing. Like, what can I do to be a part of my life and like feel the love and feel that connection? Yeah. I hope that makes sense.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And the relationship between Awela and Kathy is beautiful in this film. I'm glad you brought up food, because there's something about food and cooking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. What is it? What is the power of food and cooking? Because it does seem to be something which brings people together. Mm-hmm. I was wondering for you what that was.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I think it's many things. I think the idea of food and making food with someone, for me, it's like a passing down of culture, passing down of knowledge, right? Like, especially for my abuela, and I'm sure a lot of people, even outside of Latin culture, like, you know, wherever you come from, we're very, I feel like I'm very thankful and very lucky now to have a grandparent who can kind of try to show me these things and try to pass on this culture that probably came down from many, many years before her and her mother's, you know, her mother and their mother and her parents, basically. And so I think for that reason, it kind of feels like something that's been always a part of me that I get to be a part of. That's part of the reason with food and when it comes to like family specifically. But also, I think it's just like an experience that you can really do with someone and enjoy with someone, and you can really truly be present. Mm. You know, like you're in the moment together. There's nothing to distract you. It's not like, I don't know. It's a shared experience, and you get to create something. It's art in its own way too, right? Like there's a final result, and there's something to be enjoyed and appreciated at the end. And for me, it's like every time my abuela made food for us, you felt the love. Like if you were eating that food, you felt the love and care that was put into that food. And I think to me, that's what I think is so important about food and the sharing of food, specifically in my film. Also, it's just really beautiful to shoot anything with like food and like the hands, and also seeing like the Awela's hands and Kathy's hands together and the scenes kind of like, I don't know, because you haven't really seen that much in the rest of the film.
Yeah, there's so many layers to it. You're right. It's so funny. You don't, when you don't often think about those things, or at least I don't, maybe I should say, I speak for myself, I don't often think about those things when I'm thinking about a meal. But you're right, there's so many layers, this idea of passing on of culture, but also just this openness that happens around food is wild. It's absolutely crazy. And it very, and like you said, the presence, that intimacy and the presence there is a beautiful experience.
Absolutely. And honestly, like, I think, and even going back to culture, and it's just like, this is a woman who, like, when I think of my abuela, she's a woman who, she doesn't have like a recipe book. Like, and I'm sure a lot of people have relatives or family members or friends that like are just kind of like that. There's just so much love for the art, like so much care goes into it, hours and hours. Like, this is a 10-minute film, and the funniest thing for me, like, and this is like a critique on my own film, I was like, no empanadas would take this like short of time. Like, it's a whole day, sometimes 2-day things, you have to prep stuff in advance. So like, oh my goodness. And it's, as a side note, I don't know why I keep saying side note, like it obviously is a side note. my aunt, my tia Nancy, she actually, if you saw the credits, like empanada consultant, because I have one aunt that lives here that's still like, she makes empanadas too. And like that love for cooking and like shared experiences around cooking was passed on to my aunt. And so it was really beautiful that she could be a part of the project and helped prep the dough and empanadas, and like was on set trying to teach, you know, show the girl and the, like Kathy and the woman playing the abuela, Liliana and Eliana. Their names are Liliana and Eliana. It was hilarious on set. But kind of teaching them, okay, like this is how you would knead the dough. This is how you would like roll it. This is how thick the dough would be if you're trying to put the empanada stuffing in. So that was really cool and special for me. Just so.
Yeah.
All cherry on top.
Oh, absolutely. It comes across. It comes across on film.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful piece. And I'm just wondering for you, like, what is it that you hope people take away from Abuela?
I'm trying to think how to concisely put this. I want people to feel like to be remembered of something, their own experience that helps them. I don't know. I don't know if it would be to feel, you know, to feel connected to someone in their life by watching this film, to be reminded of someone, to feel the warmth, to remember that, you know, connection isn't just something that is done through spoken language, and the power in that potential that's there. I think that's part of what I would want them to take away. I feel like there's more, but I'm like, maybe it's too early for me to articulate it. I think it's, for me, with any film, I think, you know, what I make it for, I make it for myself first and foremost. And I want what I want people to take from it is just like, are they thinking about a personal experience of their own, like someone in their own life that like they connected with in their own way? Because yeah, I think that's the power of making short films and making feature films too, like anything, is just to have people connect to it and to feel something.
I love that. I really appreciate it. And Rebecca, I do appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sorry for being late. Hope you enjoyed this nice tree backdrop. Thank you, tree, for being the backdrop.
It's beautiful. It's natural. It connects us. I'm trying to tie it in.
I love it. Thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate it. If you have any other questions, just you know, feel free to shoot my way.
Awesome. Rebecca, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, Jess.
Okay. Bye. Have a good
day. You too. I'm never